Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel. It's time for Midweek Motivation.
Some wise words.
You are wise.
To get you through the week.
This is Midweek Motivation.
This is where smack bang in the middle of the week we ask a pastor to come in the hopes to inspire us. And today is no different. We welcome Rob Furlong from Woodvale Baptist. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm pretty good, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. And also thank you yesterday for texting through and letting us know that you can get bubblegum out of the carpet using tea tree oil. That's going to be massively helpful.
My pleasure.
What are you going to be encouraging us with today, Rob?
I've got a question for you. When do you think is the most productive age in your life? What age group do you think is the most productive?
I would have said my 30s, probably.
That's a terrifying question. This is so hard. I would also say probably your early 30s. But I'm in that zone, and I don't feel like this is the most productive.
True. Actually, I think I may have been more productive in my 20s.
So here's the news. A study in the US has discovered that the most productive age is between the ages of 60 and 70.
What?
That's what?
Absolutely.
Shouldn't you be winding down?
Well, get this. The second most productive stage of your life is 70 to 80 years of age.
Wow. What?
Is that because...
And?
Yes.
Well, just wait for it. The third most productive is from the ages of 50 to 60.
So the older we get, the more productive we get.
We go, we don't have enough time left. We've got to get stuff done.
Maybe.
That is, well, yeah, that's one way of looking at it. But I'd like to think that it's because by the time you've hit that age, you've got a lot of experience to share. I would hope that would be the point of it all.
The
but it's interesting, isn't it? Between the ages of 60 and 70, the most productive age in your life.
That is mind-blowing.
So what does that tell us, Rob?
Well, I have been reflecting recently on a verse. There's a great verse in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, which says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth." And obviously, when Solomon wrote those words, he was encouraging people to commit themselves to God early. And the whole idea of remembering God is to actually... It means to stop relying on yourself and commit yourself decisively to Him. And so the idea is that the earlier in life you commit your life to God, the better your life will be. And that follows right the way through the Bible. And even just looking at some of these stats about human life, productivity for us between the ages of 60 and 70, they're telling us that's the most productive of stages. How much better is it if your life is committed to God? I really believe that. And so those latter years need not be disappointing years for you.
So what would be your take-home point, though, for those, let's say, who are either age, either in their 60s and their 70s, or right down to, say, 15 years of age?
Well, maybe a very short quote, and then just kind of two things that I think that could apply to us today. James Dobson said years ago, "Life itself is a fatal disease. None of us is going to get out of it alive. Around the time your face clears up, then your mind starts to go." It's a great quote, isn't it? I mean,
it's true.
It sums up our experience. But here's the take-home point. Look, if you guys are in your 30s, the application of this too is be patient. You've got some great years ahead of you. You've got some fantastic years. You're making a terrific contribution now. So whatever stage you find yourself in your youth, enjoy it. And remember, you've got some great years ahead of you. And if you're in those older age groups today, be encouraged. Your life is not over. You still have plenty to give. And God has some great plans for you. And I guess the wrap-up point would be is, whatever age you are, don't put off committing your life to God and trusting in Him and relying on Him. Because it's worth it. And it will transform your life radically.
Thank you so much for encouraging us today. It's Pastor Rob Furlong from Woodvale Baptist. And I feel like some people really needed to hear that.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Hey, happy to do that and great to talk with you guys. And God bless to everybody who's listening in today.
We'll talk to you soon. You're 98.5 here with Beck and Jazeel. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from the Drive Show. Just visit 98.5.com and don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.